what do you get when you fall in love? A girl with a pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your little troubles. Ah, never fall in love. Love me, oh, how many times have we said that to ourselves, that we'll never fall in love again? But don't feel bad about it, I've said that same thing myself. You see, love can make us say these things sometimes, and we turn around and find ourselves back in the same old boat again. You see, love can do different things to different people. Love can bring joy and happiness to some folks while it brings suffering and pain to others. I know you know what I'm talking about. You know, love can hurt you so bad sometimes until it makes you want to talk back to your mama. Ever felt like that? Yeah, do that sometimes. Now just imagine you making plans. Picture this. It could be plans for a wedding, it could be a party, or you could even be making plans to build a new home, or making plans to buy a brand new car. Well, say for instance, your club is giving a big celebration. Anything like that, you understand? But the most important thing I'm trying to get you to see is that all of these things, all of these plans include someone very special in your life. Someone you love very much. And after all your planning and including them in your plans, that special someone, that sweet patootie pie of yours, they call it, comes along and sticks a pin in your bug. In other words, just completely destroys all your little plans. Ooh-wee, don't that hurt? I know you women know what I'm talking about. But excuse me, ladies. I want to sing something here for the fellas. I'll be back with y'all in just a minute. Fellas, listen to this. Listen, fellas, listen. Oh, what do you get when you kiss a girl? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. And after you do, she wants to disown you. And you say, I'll never fall in love. Ain't gonna kiss the girl no more either. But no, don't say that. You see, that's where we fellas make a lot of mistakes. Now you know as well as I do that one day, sometimes, eventually, you're gonna have to kiss the girl. Now you know that. That's why you wanna say that. You got to kiss the girl sometime. That's because you kiss the gal and you catch a little cold from her. Hey man, ain't nothing. Go to the doctor's office and get you a shot. That's what you do about that. You don't quit the gal. See, because women that can kiss and give you pneumonia on top of it, they're hard to come by. Yeah, ask anybody. So you can't say you're gonna quit the gal. You got to look on the bright side of things. You walk around with your mouth poked out all the time, thought, oh girl, kiss me, give me pneumonia. You can't say that. And then another thing, that a lot of us fellas don't know is that men are easy to come by. Yeah, you don't find no man and walk out on the street down to the bus station. They walk out on the corner. I'd have had anywhere to find a man. But you see, I found out that good women are hard to come by. And I'm not the only one. Statistics prove it. You don't take my word for it. Listen, scientists say that men between the ages of 20 and 30, if he lives right, listen to this now, listen, this is good. Men between the ages of 20 or 30, if they live right, can only have one woman in the morning and one at night. They say from 30 to 40, let there be no doubt that morning or the evening, one of them got to be cut out. Now what you think about that? And they say from 40 to 50, well, every now and then. And 50 to 60, God knows when. And they say you take a man that makes the Social Security between me and you. Said it ain't nothing like that a man can do but sit back, relax, and try to dodge them heart attacks. That's what they say. Said, but with a woman, it's a different thing. A good woman is a different thing, because they say you take a woman between the ages of 15 to 55, living wrong or right, she's ready for Eddie, Teddy, and Freddie, morning, noon, and all night. They say when it comes to pick up your dead body, she'll work like the undertaker and say, Lordy, Miss Cloudy. Listen, how about you gonna kiss, ain't gonna kiss the gal, you gonna quit her, you ain't gonna fall in love no more. You can't say that. See, I know these things. I'm speaking from experience. I'm not talking about what I read in the newspaper or saw on television or heard somebody say. I'm speaking about what I know. Let me sing something for you right here. Let me do this for you right here. Listen, listen to this. Don't tell what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I found out. All the chains, those chains that bind you. Let me tell you one thing. That's why I'm here to remind you. Oh, oh, oh. What do you get when you fall in love? Only get lots of pain and sorrow. Ooh. So for at least until tomorrow, I'll never fall in love again. There you go again. I just got through telling you a while ago. No, don't say that. Don't say you ain't gonna fall in love. Just say, well, she got me this time. Next time I'm gonna be more careful. You understand? You walk around talking about what you ain't gonna do. You heard some of them women out there make your men turn a back over flip and do a split, pick up the handshake with your teeth. You can't say that. Because you see, like I said a while ago, love is a funny thing. Love makes you do funny things. It makes you feel in funny ways. I've said that 1,000 times. And I keep on saying the same thing again. So I say, oh, what the hell? I might as well go ahead and say it again. It don't make no difference. I never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. May not mean it. But let me say it one more time. It sounds good to myself. Never fall in love again. Ow, 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 ow. Never fall in love again. Yes, man.